You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Now, ACT leader David Seymour is calling for the government to fund intraoperative radiotherapy treatment for public sector breast cancer patients. IORT is a form of radiation which is applied directly after the removal of a lump rather than over a five-week period, which is the current treatment scheme. 95BFM reporter Katie Doyle caught up with David earlier this week to learn more.
What is your understanding of an IORT?
Well, intraoperative radiotherapy is a form of cancer treatment that has mostly been used for breast cancer. The advantage of it is that it's applied at the same time as a lumpectomy is undertaken. So you have the lump cut out, the IORT is inserted through a probe into the cavity where the cancer was. It blasts you for 2 seconds with radiation to kill any remaining cancer, and then you get stitched up and go home. That's quite different from conventional radiotherapy, which involves 5 weeks of the whole breast being irradiated by a machine so powerful it has to be stored in a lead-lined bunker. And so, you know, massive improvements for the amount of suffering that comes with cancer treatment. And the research, there's been a study of about 3,500 women who have had breast cancer and IORT across 11 countries, which shows that the occurrence rate for cancer, the amount of times it comes back, is the same, and the ultimate death rate after 5 years is the same. So it's more convenient and less invasive for the treatment, for the patient, sorry. It's also been found by a Ministry of Health report to be cheaper. But perhaps the biggest advantage of all is that it has fewer mortalities from other complications.
And I've noticed you've spoken a little bit about how it would be really positive to women who don't live in, you know, areas near Auckland Hospital or near Wellington. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you've got to think about, say, a mother of small children in Gisborne, who is under a lot of pressure and thinks, look, I can take 5 weeks off work and looking after my kids to travel to a major centre to be irradiated, and maybe that will be successful and maybe it won't. And they actually have a mastectomy instead. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. What I am saying is that women who get breast cancer who don't live near a major centre, who have to travel further and take more time off and so on and spend more money to get treatment, are actually more likely to opt for a mastectomy in order to avoid that burden. And with IORT, of course, the treatment happens at the same time as the lumpectomy, so you're only in for a day or two. And so it's it's a better option for city women, but it's a vastly superior option for rural women.
And moving on from that, I want to talk a little bit about Minister Coleman's comments about how he wants to wait until an international study is released in 2020. What is your reaction to that?
Oh, look, I think it is a bit weak. And, of course, he argues that it's due to the high standards of decision making and not having too much politics involved. Doctors who are in favour of introducing IORT would say there's a lot of political resistance within the healthcare system because they're worried that, you know, introducing new technology is going to disrupt the existing workforce and structures and ways of doing things. So I don't know where the politics lies, but what I do know is that we've got a very credible study of 3,500 women published in The Lancet, which is a respectable medical journal, which shows that IORT is more convenient, has fewer complications, and is just as effective at killing breast cancer as conventional treatments. So, you know, if it's good enough for women in a whole lot of other countries, such as Australia, Canada, UK, America, even China, then I think, you know, it should be available in the New Zealand public healthcare system.
And so do you think that in the future we should get rid of conventional in favour of IORT, or do you think we should have them together and give, you know, females the choice of which one they want to go for?
Well, we should have them together, and ultimately it's a medical decision. I mean, IORT is only applicable to people who find it early, which is why it's so important that people, you know, have self-checks and scans and so on. But, you know, unfortunately, some people find it later, and then they need more severe radiation treatment. However, of the 3,000 women a year, and there's a much smaller number of men, let's not forget, who get breast cancer, or at least discover it, you know, 1,000 early enough in the stage that they could benefit from IORT. So if we wait till 2017, then that's, you know, 3,000 women that are going to have to go through major radiation therapy at greater cost to the taxpayer than it would have otherwise, just because the ministry and the minister are inexplicably dragging their heels on this.
And finally, I've noticed that ACT haven't yet released a health policy, as far as I can see. When you do, will it contain funding for IORTs?
It probably won't have specific funding for specific treatments. I don't think that politicians should get that far down into the detail, because then you end up with situations like Keytruda and Herceptin and so on. But what I do think is that the way that we go about selecting medical technologies should be far more streamlined and far more rigorous. And it shouldn't allow for the kind of, you know, sort of delays and backsliding that we've seen in the example of IORT. And in particular, it comes back to the separation between the arm of government that purchases services on behalf of the patient and the arm of government that provides them. At the moment, within DHBs, the purchaser and the provider are one and the same. And as a result, it's not always clear if they're trying to get the best deal for the patients, which in this case would be IORT, or the best deal for the provider, which would be to keep providing using the machines that they have. So, you know, I don't think we'd, to answer your question, I don't think we'd specifically fund a particular treatment. I think that's best left to professionals, but we would reform the system in such a way that there's tension between who purchases the service and who provides it, and you're more likely to get rapid uptake of technology in that environment.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.